right now, so we're in beginning of June. Right now you have four, this is just June, okay, the beginning of summer, and you have 41 out of 58 counties at extreme drought. My four counties in my district are at a level three out of level four when it comes to the drought. Now, we're not fortunate right now because the situation's bad and it's going to get worse and it's very, very dry. But the fact is when you look at my district, we contain the water in a couple of reservoirs, but literally we stick a straw in the ground and we suck it out. And in the last drought prior to 2017, our aquifers held pretty well. And so we're fortunate in that sense. But we know we can't continue to rely on that. We can't continue to go back to that same well. We understand that. And so we got to continue to take steps to ensure that our agriculture is sustainable, our water tables are sustainable. And so that's obviously one, looking at the smaller reservoirs that we have, what can we do to bolster that? But also to look at what our producers have been doing when it comes to conservation. Obviously taking advantage of the EQIP programs and the conservation programs that are in the Farm Bill, from the stewardship programs, from the easement programs and the partnership conservation programs that are there. Our Central Coast producers are taking advantage of those and using those to make sure that they continue to work to conserve water where necessary. But also when it comes to the type of agriculture and the type of irrigation systems that they have, my producers, I'm proud to say, are very progressive. They have to be in California, especially on the Central Coast. But they also know they have to go that route in order to sustain their agriculture. And so you see a lot of precision farming, a lot of precision irrigation, a lot of precision fertilizing. So basically getting right down there to the root of literally their plants and of the issue, and making sure that they limit the amount of water and fertilizer they're using. So it's that type of thinking that I'm proud to say my producers on the Central Coast have. Let's just hope it's enough to get us through this summer, to get us through this drought. But I'm proud that we have that type of thinking. We need to do more here at the federal level to help them, to encourage them and incentivize them to continue to go down that route of basically kind of doing everything they can to have sustainable growth, sustainable agriculture.